Part 1. Arrival at Goon. As your party sets foot on Goon, the vastness of its terrain greets you. Sprawling deserts, thick forests, and high mountains. The most daunting of these peaks is believed to conceal the fabled mines. On landing, a thick fog blankets the area. In the distance, an old city, seemingly abandoned, stands tall. The local inhabitants, cautious but inquisitive, begin to approach, sharing stories of the god-sealed mines and the precious gems inside. A seasoned elder with visible scars from past endeavors steps forward. He offers to lead you to the mines, mentioning challenges, guardians, and puzzles placed by the gods to safeguard their treasure. With a nod, the elder named Roldan begins to guide your party towards the heart of the city. As you traverse its streets, remnants of past explorers seeking the mine's treasures become evident. Scraps of torn maps, abandoned camps, and tools litter the area. Roldan speaks of the Gate of Trials, the entrance to the mines. It's said only those deemed worthy can pass through. In preparation, he advises your party to visit the city's ancient library and gather as much knowledge as possible. The library, although weathered by time, is a trove of information. Ancient scripts hint at the nature of the trials, tests of intelligence, strength, and morality. Armed with newfound knowledge and Roldan's guidance, the path to the Gate of Trials becomes clear, setting the stage for the challenges that await within the depths of the God-sealed mines. Part 2. The Gate of Trials. Navigating through the vastness of Goon City, you find yourself at the towering entrance of the Gate of Trials. Intricate patterns and symbols adorn its surface, each telling a tale of previous seekers who tried and many who failed. Raldan shares an old rhyme passed down through generations, which serves as a guide. Seek the moon's reflection. Where water stands still, balance the weight, show your skill. Speak the truth. When shadows play, unlock the gate, pave your way. As you approach the gate, three distinct areas come into view. First, a tranquil pond reflecting the moon, with stones strategically placed at its perimeter. It seems to be a puzzle that demands both precision and insight. Next, an enormous scale, its balance disrupted. Weights of varying sizes are scattered around, and it appears you must find the correct combination to achieve equilibrium. Lastly, an open plaza bathed in the changing light of dusk. Illusory figures flit about, challenging you to discern reality from deception and to confront truths both personal and universal. Solving each challenge bestows a piece of a unique key. Together, these pieces form the means to unlock the Gate of Trials, granting access to the mine's entrance. But as the final piece slides into place, a deep rumble echoes, hinting that the true test has only just begun. Part 3. Descent into Destiny. The ground trembles beneath your feet as the Gate of Trials slowly opens, revealing a vast network of tunnels that spiral deeper into the heart of Goon. Raldan's eyes show a mix of hope and dread, a reflection of tales told of the perilous journey ahead. The air grows cooler and the weight of the planet presses on you as your party begins its descent. The passages are lined with remnants of those who ventured before, some corridors ending in dead ends, others in traps cunningly devised by the gods themselves. Yet, scattered among the hazards are hints of the treasures within. Faint glimmers of the endless gems of Goon reflecting in the dim light. Along the way, you encounter guardians crafted from stone and magic, their sole purpose to protect the gems. These foes, though formidable, are not insurmountable. But the deeper you venture, the more you realize the true challenge is not the guardians, but the maze-like design of the mine itself. After what feels like days, a vast cavern opens up, its center dominated by a radiant pedestal. Upon it rests a single endless gem, its glow more brilliant than any you've seen. As you approach, the gem's energy pulses, resonating with the collective will of your party. It's clear this final chamber is the culmination of the gods' challenge, a test not just of might or intellect, but of unity and purpose. With the gem within reach, the final decision rests with your party. Take it and gain unimaginable power, or leave it and respect the will of the gods,